A 318.4 home religion precedes that in the church dot dash dash in the home the foundation is laid for the prosperity of the church. The influences that rule in the home life are carried into the church life, therefore church duties should first begin in the home. 319.5, when we have good home religion, we will have excellence meeting religion. Hold the fort at home. Consecrate your family to God, and then speak and act at home as a Christian. Be kind and forbearing and patient at home, knowing that you are teachers. Every mother is a teacher, and every mother should be a learner in the school of Christ that she may know how to teach, that she may give the right mold, the right form of character to her children. A 319.1 Where there is a lack of home religion, a profession of faith is valueless. Many are deceiving themselves by thinking that the character will be transformed at the coming of Christ, but there will be no conversion of heart at His appearing. Our defects of character must here be repented of, and through the grace of Christ we must overcome them, while probation shall last. This is the place for fitting up for the family above. A 319.2 Home religion is greatly needed, and our words in the home should be of the right character, or our testimonies in the church will amount to nothing. Unless you manifest meekness, kindness, and courtesy in your home, your religion will be vain. If there were more genuine home religion, there would be more power in the church. A 319.3 Terrible mistake to delay religious instruction, it is a most grievous thing to let children grow up without the knowledge of God. A 319.4 Parents make a most terrible mistake, when they neglect the work of giving their children religious training, thinking that they will come out alright in the future and, as they get older, will of themselves be anxious for a religious experience. Cannot you see, parents, that, if you do not plant the precious seeds of truth, of love, of heavenly attributes, in the heart, Satan will sow the field of the heart with tares? 320.5 Too often children are allowed to grow up without religion, because their parents think they are too young to have Christian duties enjoined upon them. A 320.1 The question of the duty of children in regard to religious matters is to be decided absolutely and without hesitancy, while they are members of the family. A 320.2 Parents stand in the place of God to their children to tell them what they must do and what they must not do with firmness and perfect self-control. Every effort made for them with kindness and self-control will cultivate in their characters the elements of firmness and decision. Fathers and mothers are in duty bound to settle this question early so that the child will no more think of breaking the Sabbath, neglecting religious worship and family prayer than he would think of stealing. Parents' own hands must build the barrier. A 320.3 From the earliest age a wise education in Christ's lines is to be begun and carried forward. When the children's hearts are impressible, they are to be taught concerning eternal realities. Parents should remember that they are living, speaking, and acting in the presence of God. A 320.4 Parents, what course are you pursuing? Are you acting upon the idea that in religious matters your children should be left free of all restraint? Are you leaving them without counsel or admonition through childhood and youth? Are you leaving them to do as they please? If so, you are neglecting your God-given responsibilities. A 320.5 Adapt instruction to the child's age dot dash dash as soon as the little ones are intelligent to understand, parents should tell them the story of Jesus that they may drink in the precious truth concerning the babe of Bethlehem. Impress upon the children's minds sentiments of simple 321 piety that are adapted to their years and ability. Bring your children in prayer to Jesus, for He has made it possible for them to learn religion, as they learn to frame the words of the language. A 320.6 When very young, children are susceptible to divine influences. The Lord takes these children under His special care, and when they are brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, they are a help and not a hindrance to their parents. A 321.1 Parents jointly foster religion in the home dot dash dash the father and the mother are responsible for the maintenance of religion in the home. A 321.2 Let not the mother gather to herself so many cares that she cannot give time to the spiritual needs of her family. Let parents seek God for guidance in their work. On their knees before Him they will gain a true understanding of their great responsibilities, and there they can commit their children to One who will never err in counsel and instruction. 321.3 The father of the family should not leave to the mother all the care of imparting spiritual instruction. A large work is to be done by fathers and mothers, and both should act their individual part in preparing their children for the grand review of the judgment. 321.4 Parents, take your children with you into your religious exercises. Throw around them the arms of your faith, and consecrate them to Christ. Do not allow anything to cause you to throw off your responsibility to train them aright. Do not let any worldly interest induce you to leave them behind. Never let your Christian life isolate them from you. Bring them with you to the Lord, educate their minds to become familiar with divine truth. Let them associate with those that love God. Bring them to the 322 people of God, as children whom you are seeking to help to build characters fit for eternity.